T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. What a great day. Did you get up early and go outside? Yeah, it's a little cool. It's supposed to be cool, man. It's fall. We've just been cheating the system here the last couple of weeks. Crisp, clear, blue skies, no clouds, fire up the grill, and get a bottle of Silver Oak Cabernet for tonight. Joining me today is Dominic Orsini. He's the executive chef at Silver Oak Cellars, one of my all-time favorite wineries. The book that he has put together, which spared no expense, it is a piece of art. And then if you like to cook, it's got some really cool recipes, tips, and pointers inside. And he's nice enough to join us today and interrupt his weekend. He's the guest for the entire program today. So sit back, relax, go dig out a bottle of Silver Oak, and get ready for some fun. Dominic, good afternoon, my friend. Welcome to The Good Life.
Hello. Hello, Guy. Thanks for having me on The Good Life here.
Yeah, well,
excited to be here.
This book, congratulations, James Beard. You'll be doing a dinner there in the next few in the next year.
Yeah, really hope to.
What a great thing to have your name on, because whoever decided to spend this much money on a beautiful book like this and make you the star that you already were, you know.
Well, you know, the Duncan family are an amazing family. They are the founders of Silver Oak Cellars back in 1972, Ray Duncan, along with his winemaker partner, Justin Meyer. You know, I'm just proud to work for the Duncan family. They're great, great people. They take care of their employees, and they give me all the resources I need to do what I do as a chef and cook with these great wines.
Such great history, and I have to share this with you. I know you'll appreciate this, even though you've only been there since, what, 2008 or so?
Yeah.
When I came back, I was in the Air Force for 20 years, and when I came back from Europe in 81, I had Justin Meyer's book. You know, he put together a pretty cool overall, This Is What It's Like to Grow Wine.
Yeah. Plain Talk for Fine Wine.
There you go. And then I met him just by coincidence at Christian Brothers. He was done there, but he happened to be there for some other reason, and he had a face that you could not fail to recognize. And I told him about his book and what it meant to me and how it got me so seriously involved in wine, and I've been a Silver Oak fan ever since. And he helped put Silver Oak on the map for the Duncan family. And man, what a great guy! What a great history! And now we're going to talk about some of that because we have some time. I hope you're not cramped for time. I'd like to keep you for 45 minutes. Good.
No worries.
I wish I was out.
You know, I poured myself a glass of Silver Oak. I'm sitting here at 10 a.m. in California enjoying some morning Silver Oak. I figured it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so I'm ready to go.
I'm jealous, but I'm going to pour myself some here too later. Let's talk about you. First, I have to ask you, one of my most favorite restaurants in all the world was called Restaurant Orsini in the foothills of the Alps north of Aviano, Italy. Is there any chance? Do you know where your family's roots are?
Yeah, that's a good and interesting question. I grew up in the Philadelphia area, and so that's where my Orsini clan is. And my great grandfather and grandfathers are from Benevento, which is located in the Campania region of Italy.
Yeah.
But from what, ironically, in the last 15 years or so, with the internet explosion, we've been able to do some more research about the Orsini name. And what's interesting, it's a It's a pretty old and historic name, dates back to the 1100s. And the Orsini family was a great, basically, military family in Rome. There's a Castle Orsini in northern Rome. Some of the family was married into the de' Medicis. There have been three Orsini popes over the years in Italy. So it's a very large and extended Orsini family. Yeah. I wish I could say this restaurant was my family was part of it, but they were not.
You know,
the thing was, I get that question in every major city in the United States, I guess. I've been told about a Ristorante Orsini in New York, one in San Francisco, one in L.A., and they're all just these small, different, you know, Orsini clans, and distantly we're somehow all related.
Yeah. Well, tell us about you. You know, everyone has such a great story, especially folks involved in the wine business or chefs, mm-hmm. And sure. It's so fun to go back. Take us back. At what point did you decide, hey, I think I'm going to stand on my feet and work when everybody else is playing all day?
You know, it's kind of all I've ever known, really. You know, like I was saying earlier, I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I grew up, Italian-American family. My grandfather married a Pennsylvania Dutch woman. And she spent her life proving to her Italian sister-in-laws that she could cook as good as they could. And, you know, it was just kind of the interesting connection that this Pennsylvania Dutch woman grew up in environment-wise. She was used to growing all of her own vegetables in her gardens, and my grandfather amply supplied her with that. So, you know, my grandparents really kind of instilled this connection to homegrown vegetables and produce and home cooked meals. And so from an early childhood, being around food and seeing tomato sauce made, harvesting corn, zucchini, tomatoes, I mean, you name it, that was part of me as a child. And then it was, so first at 14, my family was like, you're getting a job. And so I started doing various dishwashing and cook jobs over the summer. And, you know, it's all I had really done. And at the age of 17, when the time came to consider what's my future going to be, you know, the idea of college wasn't really my thing. So I thought to myself, you know, I like to cook. It's what I've been doing. I said to my Roman Catholic family, I said, so would a career as a chef be a good thing to do? And it was as though I had said I wanted to be a priest. Because you're like, oh my God, yes, you should totally be a chef. And you have to go to the Culinary Institute of America. And so that, to me, that was it. I ended up getting myself a job at a little French bistro while I was still in high school, my senior year, actually, and worked long hours, cut myself, burned myself, got screamed and yelled at by the chefs. And I loved it. And as crazy as that was at that age. And it's kind of everything I've ever known, and I was excited to go off to culinary school.
Well, it's I grew up in the restaurant business. My folks had a steak place down in Miami before fancy steak places were de rigueur, and I watched them slave and work and stand. And the part my dad loved most was being back by the grill and cooking and working in the kitchen. And my mom ran the front, and it's a tough business, but. If you are, like you, dedicated, it's you can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, you know, I really lucked out in meeting the Duncan family. And when they told me to apply to be the chef at Silver Oak, that was in 2008. I was the chef of two restaurants in Calistoga here in Napa Valley. And the opportunity to be a winery chef was a dream come true for me. And I jumped at the opportunity, and the hours aren't as crazy as restaurants. You know, I have two boys, 9 and 6 here at home. And so I'm home for dinner, pretty much 20 nights out of the month, which is really unheard of for a chef. So I'm one of the lucky ones.
Wow. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit of history about this beautiful place where you work. And then we'll talk about the cookbook. I know that's the main thrust, but to me, I'm so interested in the history and it is one of the most storied wineries in Napa Valley and Sonoma now, too. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a Good Life. Dominic Orsini, chef and cookbook author now from Silver Oak Cellars, is on the line with us. And when we come back, we'll learn more about his book, Silver Oak Cookbook, Life in a Cabernet Kitchen, Seasonal Recipes from California's Celebrated Winery. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's not too late to winterize Fescue Lawns and Johnson's Garden.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.